Well, you did so well with that Christmas quiz there. And I just thought the singing was amazing. That I'm not even going to try to do any singing this morning on the carols. But I wonder if I could just ask you a few questions, see if you can get this one. So, be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever. And love me, I pray. Which one is that? Away in a manger. That's good. How about this one? Come and behold him, born the King of angels. I know you've got that. You're in the worship band. I think you got that, didn't you? Come, all you faithful. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. That was a bit louder. You know that one a bit better, don't you? How about this one? Somebody said this to me at the door on Sunday as they were coming out. See if you can guess this one. The thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh, holy night? Well done. Fall on your knees, or hear the angel voices. O night divine, when Christ was born. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. Which one is that?
David's city.
Not sure?
Once in Royal David City.
Well done. Once in Royal David City. Heaven and earth, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign in the bleak midwinter. And the last one, let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, joy to the world. Do you know that that is based on a psalm? The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad. Does anyone know what psalm that is? This is the advanced quiz now. Well, there's three psalms, Psalm 96, Psalm 97, and Psalm 98, and they all are about the coming of the King. And joy to the world, let earth receive her King, can be about the first coming of Jesus, or it can be about the second coming of Jesus. Because when we say the Lord reigns, the question that's sometimes in our minds is, if the Lord reigns, why is there still so many problems in the world today? And we sing on Christmas Day, the Lord reigns, the Lord has come. But in our hearts, we have that little question, but why are there still so many problems? And that's because we need not only the first coming of the King, but the second coming as well. Now today, probably the biggest television audience is going to be the King's speech. And most of us will be thinking about the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II. And how she spoke to us over all these years. But when we think about the King's speech, we may also think about the movie which won all these Oscars. Do you remember the movie about the King George VI? And his very first speech, which he delivered with a stutter, with a bit of help. And his basic point was, we are at war. We are at war. And the Bible tells us from beginning to end that there is a war between two kingdoms, the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of Satan. But there's hope right at the beginning of the Adam and Eve story, that even though they failed, even though they messed up, that God said to Satan, he said that through Eve's offspring, someone is going to come, and you will strike his heel, but he will crush your head. And that was speaking about Jesus all these years ago. And Jesus arrived on the scene, and this is what he said. This was the King of Kings speech. The King of Kings speech is 50 times in Matthew's gospel, Jesus speaks about this more than anything else. If you want to know what the ministry of Jesus is all about, you just have to listen to the King's speech. And this is what he said: the time has arrived. The kingdom has come near. Repent and believe the good news. But it's hard to think of him as a king when he's in a manger. But yet these magi, these wise men, they came from the east and they said, we're looking for this king of the Jews. And when they found him, they bowed down and they worshipped him. And that is what I want us to take home today. That if he is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords, which he is, then if we bow down and worship him, then we will have all the benefits that he brings. His joy and his peace, they come when we bow down and worship him, when we acknowledge him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when we put him first place in our lives. He has won the victory. He has won the victory. On the cross and in his resurrection, Satan was disarmed and defeated. Sin was conquered. Death was conquered. And then God raised Jesus up to the highest place and gave him the name which is above all other names. And again, it's for us to say this morning, this Christmas morning, 2022, is he our Lord? Is he our King? Are we able to say that this morning? Because that is where the true and lasting peace comes from. That is where the true and lasting joy comes from. He came to heal humanity. Boys and girls, men and women, he came to heal us. And he came to heal the whole of creation. That's why when we sing carols like Joy to the World, it's all about how the trees will clap their hands and the flowers and the fish and the birds, and it's everything. And what does that remind us of? That reminds us of the very first chapter in the Bible where human beings were asked to rule over all of creation. And the very last chapter of the Bible, that was the first chapter, the very last chapter of the Bible talks about how there's this tree and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and Jesus, the Lamb, will be in the city. And it says, and his servants will serve him. All those who have bowed the knee, who say that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, they will serve him forever and ever. And then it finishes, almost the last sentence in the whole Bible. It says, listen closely, not, and they will reign forever and ever. The very first chapter in the Bible, human beings were asked to rule and reign over God's creation. We messed up. Jesus came as the perfect one who died for all of us on the cross, rose from the dead, and he's coming back. And he then gives us the privilege of reigning again. He gives us a second chance. He gives us a new beginning. And that is the message of the whole Bible. As we think about the king's speech today, one of the questions in my mind, is he going to mention Jesus? His mother mentioned Jesus every year. Is Charles III going to mention Jesus? Is Jesus the king of King Charles? I'm going to be listening out. But not just listening out, I'm going to be praying for him. And I hope that you'll be praying for him too. But I just finished with this scene here. For me, this was one of the most moving things of 2022. The Queen's funeral. Global audience of 4 billion people. 4 billion people. What a huge number of people were watching. And the Queen designed her own order of service. She didn't miss the moment to give praise and glory to her king. And the very last thing that was sung at her funeral were these words from the hymn, "Love Divine, All Loves Excelling." "Finish then thy new creation." We're all a work in progress, aren't we? But when we die, believing in Jesus, we will be changed. We will be made perfect. His work will be complete in us. She chose this hymn, "Finish then thy new creation. True and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee, changed from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise." God has created us to look after his earth, to rule and to reign. But no matter how important we may reach in this life, ultimately, we are to cast our crowns before him, lost in wonder, love, and praise. We're going to sing together our final carol, which is "Joy to the World, the Lord Has Come. Let Earth Receive Her King."